Well, greetings, everyone. Mr. Franks has asked that I cover this week's In Accord and give you the latest update on the news of the portion of the work done here from headquarters. Now, Mr. Franks' recovery continues full steam ahead, and we really look forward to his return to the office before too very long. As always, he sends his greetings to all of you and thanks you very much for your prayers as he makes his recovery. Let me begin today with a few announcements. First, just a quick reminder to request your prayers for our camps. As I speak, Camp Long in South Carolina is in session with over 79 campers and 41 staff members. Temperatures have been hot there, near 100 degrees Fahrenheit or almost 38 degrees centigrade. But this hasn't seemed to slow the camp down at all. Then this coming Sunday, July 27th, we'll begin Camp Athens for teens here in Texas with about 95 campers and somewhere near 75 staff members. Then a week after Camp Athens wraps up, we have a preteen camp, Camp Arrowhead, followed a week later when we'll conclude the summer camp season with our final camp of the summer, Teen Camp Heritage in southwestern Pennsylvania. We appreciate your prayers for those camps. Now let's move from teens to young adults by discussing the upcoming Young Adult Leadership Weekend that will take place over the Labor Day weekend, August 29th through September 1st. Registrations continue to roll in, and it looks like we're on track to very much exceed the numbers of participants that we had last year. The weekend will begin on Friday evening with, as we're describing it, heavy hors d'oeuvres and fellowship, followed by a kickoff message and then an icebreaker activity. After breakfast on Sabbath morning, there'll be a seminar followed by breakout groups to discuss the topic of the seminar. Participants will rotate through all three groups during the seminar discussion. After lunch, we'll have our Sabbath service, followed by some fellowship time before dinner. And then to finish up the Sabbath, we'll have a session called Ask Me Anything. This is where we have a panel of ministers and administrators where you'll have the opportunity as a young adult to ask questions of any kind, some live on the spot, some written in advance. Well, you could ask about anything, whether they're Bible questions or questions about the work of the church, questions of plans for the future, etc. Now, those who have registered will receive an email asking for your questions in advance, so start thinking now about what you'd like to ask. Then, after the Sabbath and the Ask Me Anything session, there'll be a dance, games, and free time to play. On Sunday, then, we'll have two more seminars with discussion panels for you to choose from. That'll be followed by a hilltop service project, a pool party, and we'll wrap up the day with a carnival night. Finally, on Monday morning after breakfast, we'll wrap up the weekend with a send-off message and be on our way about noon. It is shaping up to be a great weekend of education, of connection, of inspiration for our young adults, and with the theme, Plunge, Live Life, Dig Deep, I trust that your spiritual focus will be sharpened and you will be further motivated to live God's way more fully. If you are a young adult and have not yet registered, we would encourage you to do so as soon as you can. You can find all the details on this exciting and uplifting weekend and register to participate on the website at members.cogba.org/YALW. Now, next, I'd like to discuss one feature that we introduced a few months ago on our members' website, and that is our single location for sermon messages. Rather than having to go to each individual congregation's location to listen to a sermon from the previous week, we recently inaugurated our new sermon library that enables us to have sermons from all the congregations at Webcast in one central location. So members can now choose from a variety of sermons from many different church areas very easily. From the members' webpage, just click on the Resources tab, then click on Sermons, and you will literally find hundreds of sermons to choose from. If you're looking for a particular speaker or topic or congregation, there is a search bar at the top of the page so you can find what you might be looking for. We trust that this will be a great help for you. Now on to the main portion of this In Accord. I'd like to report on an ongoing educational facet of the church, the Foundation Institute Continuing Education classes. As you probably know, the FI Continuing Education summer classes run for a week at a time. This year we have two sessions. The first already took place with 34 students, and the second, going on now, has 38 students. Each year we offer a different set of classes for the students who are able to attend. This way, if a student comes to the summer session several years, they'll get new classes each time. Now, during this week, the students will have five different instructors teaching five different classes for a total of 29 actual one-hour class periods. That's 6 one-hour classes each day with 5 on Friday to give Sabbath preparation time. This year, the day of instruction is started with coffee because we have 6 hours of instruction coming up. But the first class has been a 10-part series titled, I Will Build My Church, and it's presented by our full-time FI instructor, Mr. David Johnson. Mr. Johnson teaches 1 hour each morning and another hour each afternoon. Next, Dr. Levy, our other full-time FI instructor, likewise teaches a 10-part series. This year, he's chosen to teach about the book of Jeremiah. He also teaches 1 hour in the morning and another in the afternoon. Since we have the classes here at the office, several of the administration are also asked to teach a few of the classes. So this year, Mr. Kylo taught a 3-part class with the title, Protecting Your Blind Side. It delved into the Bible to discuss what we assume was the original sin, pride. This class not only brings out the insidious nature of pride and how it can affect or infect all of us, but also gives antidotes for its removal. In addition to Mr. Kylo, Mr. Britt Taylor, our treasurer and veteran pastor, taught 2 classes about the law of God and its importance to us. His classes were titled Law, God's Gift to Mankind, and the second one, Living by Grace, but Guided by Law, showing how grace and law are really inseparable. I also had the privilege of teaching at this year's FI summer sessions. I conducted a 4-part series on the development of the New Testament. In this class, I described the history of the New Testament, a bit about textual criticism, and attempted to show why we can have great confidence in the accuracy of God's Word. Now, we also thought it would be interesting to get some feedback from a few of the students who are here for this session. So we asked several of the students for their impressions thus far. And here's the interviews that we conducted. But Daniel, tell me why you wanted to come to the FI Continuing Education classes.
I've heard a lot about it from my in-laws, and having gone to AC way back in the old days, 74 to 77, when they closed, then working there for 13 years when they reopened, I wanted to see what they had because things have grown a lot, changed a lot, and information here, I pay better attention. I'm a better student as an old student than I was as a young student.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, Caroline, you've already been through the 9-month program. How about you? Why did you want to come to the continuing education classes then?
Well, I wanted to return because as you go through more experiences in life, you understand Scripture differently, or it may hit harder one Scripture or another. And I wanted to come back and learn more because my life has changed drastically since the last time I was here. It's been 10 years.
Well, as with everything, your education is never finished. And I wanted some more nuanced information about different subjects. All of the classes so far have just been wonderful. One of the things that I really have enjoyed is the Christian living class that Mr. Kylo is giving, because it's something that I had been thinking about prior to coming here, and little did I know that one of my faults was going to be educated on.
You know, I've enjoyed all of the classes so far, but it just getting a different perspective on things that you normally wouldn't, pick up while reading the Bible or even studying at times, getting other people's different perspectives, other instructors, different approaches and insights to the Scriptures. Anytime we can gain a greater understanding of God's way of life and His Word is always going to be helpful. And, you know, of course, application is the key after that.
But we didn't actually think we could come because of work, and we didn't think we could get the time off. But my parents purchased, you know, they paid for this, and they reserved the spot. And just a few days ago, they told us that they couldn't make it, and they said, "Can you guys take our spots?" And we said, "Well, oh yeah, we can." And so that's, we wanted to come because it's a great learning experience, and just getting the chance to learn more and being in the FI classrooms, it's kind of exciting.
Anything so far stand out to you about the classes?
Okay, I'm not just saying this because you're interviewing me, but your classes are really fun.
Good.
I like the content in all of them. There's new things that, you know, you haven't always heard or you've not learned about that are kind of presented in a way that you've never heard before, especially in a classroom environment, which you don't get at a regular church experience. So that's pretty much what stands out to me, just the idea of sitting down, and it's all day long, 5 days, you can listen to it, and it's just new things, it's new ideas, and that's kind of what stands out to me.
I think, if I might say, how much I have not forgotten, or maybe, but how much I didn't retain entirely. Mm-hmm. I remember, yes, I heard this in lectures before, and I've studied this before, but in a way, most of it feels like new material for me, I guess just because of how much time has gone by.
Well, I have enjoyed getting to know other people. The fellowship has been great. You know, on our breaks and lunches, just getting to know what other people have done and finding out other ways they're serving, it's just been wonderful.
It kind of reminds me of like camp a little bit, being able to just be around everyone that you have the same beliefs.
It's like gaining a new family when you come in, because I know many of the attendees have been here several times in the past, and this is our first time to come, but it just feels like we have a new family as soon as we walked in the door.
I cannot recommend it enough. I didn't even realize what the experience would be like until we got here. We were a little bit nervous coming in, you know, we've never done any of these FI classes before, any of the CE classes, but it's so amazing. Like, it's... like I said earlier, it's just new kind of things that haven't been presented like this. It's like a Bible study all day. Of course, there's breaks, and you're not really getting too tired of it. But it is really just exciting, and I think it's worth it.
Be prepared to be busy. And there is so much information, but it's well worth it. It is more than well worth it.
Definitely worth the effort, worth the time. Be prepared to take a lot of notes and realize there will be a lot of information you're not going to retain. Try and grab all you can as you go through.
Well, we hope this has been enlightening for you. Whether or not you're able to attend these summer classes, we are all admonished by what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 in verse 15, where we read, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Our study of the Word of God is a never-ending project of learning, repenting, and growing. We'd encourage you to take advantage of these summer classes or their online counterpart, the FI online classes, to further your study of God's Word. Well, that will do it for this update from headquarters. Let's strive as we face the coming week to face it with both the joy of God's way and the resolve to fully live it. Have a great Sabbath, everyone.